Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Do people even play that song at weddings anymore? I don't think I've ever actually heard that at a wedding for an entrance song. But the summer wedding season, it is well underway at this stage and it's emptying pockets across the nation. But what's the least you can get away with giving as a guest if you're going to a wedding this summer? And let's be honest, I want to talk to the brides and grooms out there too. What's the most that you can expect? We all know you do the Excel sheet and the little bit of a budget to work out what you're likely to get from your guests at your wedding. But we want to hear from listeners today. 087 1400 106. How much should you give as a wedding present gift? Our own Sarah Madden was out and about in the streets today asking the nation.
If it was a standard kind of thing, I suppose, I'd probably give maybe €100. Family member, probably a bit more.
Probably €300, depending on what the relationship is. If it's a very close family member, you'd probably be five.
€500? I'm hoping you might be related to me.
By myself, I give about €200 as well. Like, it's a massive expense, especially per head. So you kind of feel guilty not giving enough.
You really don't want to be invited to weddings now.
Maybe like €50. But that's because that would be all I could give, probably.
I prefer to give a gift than cash, to be honest, I think. I think it's a bit more kind of maybe sentimental, the right words. Yeah, I got someone a fondue kit.
Yeah, I've given gold coins before as well. Give or take, depending on the year, probably at the time, €300, probably a coin.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually bought somebody. I know I haven't. I have never bought a wedding present. I have only ever given money. 087 1400 106, the number. Natalie is on the line. Natalie, how much do you think people should give if they're going to a wedding this summer?
Hi, Andrea. Well, I'm going as solo. I would generally give to good friends about €200. Another wedding I attended was a very good friend and she had a free bar for 2 days. So then I gave €250. It's so expensive, but also you kind of want to cover your own head.
Cover your costs.
Yeah, as you mentioned, cash is king. I would never give a gift.
Yeah.
I think that's, people would generally rather spend their money or their gift on how they see fit. And generally these couples have already invested in a house or invested in property. So usually the house is full of items to their taste.
Now, I can imagine, Natalie, as you mentioned those figures, €200, you know, going by yourself to a wedding, or €250 if it was a 2 day event. I have no doubt there was people driving in their cars today going, what? That is a huge amount of money for one person to give.
Yeah, it is really expensive, but I suppose I hate to mention the dreaded word inflation, but like when you consider how much your head costs or your plate costs for the day, you kind of want to make sure that's covered. So that's probably at least, I don't know, 130, 140 these days. And then obviously contributing to a gift brings you kind of up to the €200 mark.
Do friends tell you, have you ever heard it back that that's a generous present?
I have overheard a friend tell me she was only giving 100 and that her partner would give 100. So that, I guess that brings them up to 200. With other friends going as solos, we'd kind of discuss a price and others have agreed kind of 200 is adequate.
Yeah. What about you, Lorna? What do you think the going rate is as a wedding gift present?
Gosh, a lot nowadays. God, I mean, most of my friends now, I mean, 10, 15 years ago, the weddings I was at, you know, you did. And I mean, hearing that now, not giving a gift. You've never given a gift, Andrea?
Never. I've never bought somebody a present.
Yeah. You've never, Rod, I've given gifts.
Yeah,
did
I've
you?
Given all of them.
Good girl, you met all of them. I'm driving my young one with a box of Maltesers here in the middle
That's
of the
all
day.
Right. Listen, we're all about the bit of bribery, don't mind
whatever
that.
It takes.
But you would usually give a gift, would you, Lorna?
I did back in the day. Now I'm talking like, you know, early teens, whatever you want to call it, you know, 2010, 2011. Good friends, I would have given a tea set to one of my good friends. I would have given like nice homewares from, you know, the Kilkenny shop or Brown Thomas. And I want to give a friend a set of books, which, now that I think of it, what the hell, I must have known them quite well.
But, and but, were they things that were on a list, like a wedding?
No, no, just stuff I thought they'd like. But right. You know what? I think somebody got me back for that because we were given a remote control helicopter for our wedding. And I do not know to this day who gave it to us. But
that was definitely a re-gift present, I'd say.
Yeah, must have been.
Somebody else got it.
In terms of cash, I mean, €100. I was given nice cash gifts as well. Like my aunties and uncles, people like that would have given the larger amounts, but I wouldn't expect it from friends or cousins. Not at all.
You know,
not at all.
I'm going to come to some of the messages now, but a lot of people talking about their family, their aunts and uncles giving them large lump sums. Is that kind of standard? I wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah, one of my uncles gave me a very generous gift, you know, and my other aunties and uncles pretty much did as well, you know, and that was really, really nice. Not expected at all, but very nice. But yeah, not something, I mean, I hadn't totted anything up or anything like that. So, you know, but as Natalie was saying, some weddings, you're having a big white wedding, it's costing a lot of money, you've got a spreadsheet there. So yeah, a lot of people would be thinking in that direction, you know.
This texter says, my friend got married last month and on the invite included a Revolut link. Yeah. I think it was really bad form. Out of spite, I bought a present, even though I never did that before. Have you ever noticed that, Natalie? A Revolut link on the invite.
I always give Revolut. I think I'd rather give Revolut than carrying cash. I've heard terrible stories of people having money robbed from the hotel or from their venue overnight, or when people are dropping the money into the donation box or whatever it's called. Having that stolen. So I always give Revolut. I wouldn't be upset or offended if I was given a Revolut link. I generally, if it's the male or the female bride or groom that's my friend, I'll just send it to them, and then presumably it'd be divided by the two of them or go into the joint account afterwards. But for me, I think Revolut is better. And the last, I'd say, about 3 or 4 weddings I've been to, I've given Revolut and said it to other friends, and they're like, yeah, that's a great idea,
really?
Rather than carrying
I don't cash. Know. There's something a bit cold about it. Here's the invite to come to the wedding, and here's the link to, you know, prepay for your seat.
Yeah, I guess there is that level to it. But also, I guess when you think of the Americans sending you the link to please buy from this shop, or here's my list of things that I want, I think that's a bit cold as well. Realistically, most people are giving cash. As I said, I've been to a couple of weddings over the last few years. I haven't seen any gifts, or maybe one or two small things like frames and the like, but I haven't seen any gifts given in a very long time.
This listener says, my cousin included an envelope along with the invite asking for money. I thought it looked really bad, says this texter. This listener is wondering, how much should the parents give? Well, presume it's for the bride and groom, is it? So they're wondering what they should give their son or their daughter. This texter says, I recently gave one of my best friends €300 and a €100 bottle of whiskey. My average would normally be £200, but it depends on the relationship. Jessica is with us on the line too today. Of course, Jessica O'Sullivan, the editor of One Fab Day. Can you settle the debate? How much should we give per person, Jessica?
I don't think there's any settling this debate, because for everyone, it's trying to figure out how much they can actually afford, but not be seen as being tight, you know, which is every Irish person's worst nightmare, to be seen as being mean. But it's for the most part, I mean, we did a quick poll there on our social media, and about 50% came in at €100 per head, and about 40% came in at €150. So it's definitely, you know, 100, 150 per person seems to be the standard. I definitely think 200 per person plus is getting very, very generous.
It would want to be an incredible friend.
Yeah, because the average per head at an Irish wedding is actually about €110.
The person or by way of a gift?
But for their meal, to cover themselves, to pay for them.
So then you need to be given €100 to cover your cost of being there.
Minimum, yeah. And obviously it depends on the wedding, because, like, you know, a wedding could be, you know, in a castle, a black tie affair with a free bar, or it could be, you know, one of these cool weddings in a brewery or something like that, where it's just, you know, a buffet or finger food. So a lot of people do their homework in advance before they decide how much they're going to give. And they might see, you know, like how many people are going, and they might even look on the site at how much the hotel or venue is charging per head. And then decide on that, you know, because a lot of couples now are having kind of a 2-day thing where they get married, maybe go for a meal with their family, and then are just doing a party afterwards for their friends and for the bigger crowd. And I don't think you'd be expected then to pay 200 per head for something like that.
No, but I do think I was at one or two weddings in the last year or two where there was a free bar the day of the wedding. And I think you do need to contribute more when that's the case, because you would be spending the money anyway on booze for the day for yourself. So I think if there's a free bar at some point, you've got to throw in a couple of extra quid.
Absolutely. And likewise, if you were going to a destination wedding or something like that, you know, the couple is usually covering the bar for the 2 days or whatever. You know, people take all of that into account when they're going to a wedding. Like, what, how much is this actually going to cost them? You know, and say if you're going to a destination wedding, the couple will usually do that because people have paid out of pocket anyway, you know, to get there. So it kind of all works out evenly in the end. You're just kind of moving funds around to each other.
Yeah, you're robbing from one account to pay the other. I was asking people myself on my own Instagram today about this. 41% told me it's €100 per person. That's what they gave. So 200 for a couple. 25% said they gave 250 as a couple. 19% say they gave 150 if they're going single or by themselves. And 15% told me that they gave 300 quid as a couple, which I thought for a standard wedding was a lot of money. What about you, Emer? What do you think people should give as a wedding gift?
Oh, look, I don't know. I think I have a naive view on all of this. It's not something I would have ever, like, firstly, if I was going to a wedding, it's certainly not something I would have discussed with other people. Like, myself and my husband would just sort of decide, I suppose, whatever we're giving. And also, like, again, I would never think of, oh, like, it's a castle wedding, it's a destination wedding, or I wouldn't be thinking of the standard of the day we're going to get. I think I would just give a gift of whatever I was going to give regardless. I don't think I'd be thinking about, is it a castle wedding? I understand.
That's their choice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's what I would think. I mean, I got married last year. We didn't pick our venue and decide our plans thinking, oh, well, let's have this because it's okay. People are going to give us more if we do X, Y, and Z. Like, we certainly didn't plan our day around that. Like, I would think it's the bride and groom choose to do whatever they do, be it a free bar or whatever. I don't think they're thinking, yeah, we can do that because, you know what, the guests will give us extra money. I just don't think that, personally, I don't believe that that's the way bride and grooms plan their weddings. Maybe they do. I don't know. Maybe we just weren't that strategic. But I would say it's a total personal choice. If someone was a really good friend of mine, I would certainly give a little bit more. If it's someone maybe that, you know, has maybe done stuff for you over the years, like, to me, it's like an excuse maybe then if you want to give them a little bit more. If not, then go with the standard 250, 300, 200, whatever it might be. But I just don't think I would think about it in a strategic way as to the type of day I'm going to get for my money, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Do you think, Jessica, people think about it? Like, I don't know. Maybe
do they think about it the guests? The couples, I think any couple who is hoping to fund their wedding via gifts is at a fool's game, to be honest, because it's such an unknown, and I would never advise any couple to do it that way. Now, you could maybe take a rough guess at what you might get, but I would always estimate on the lower end of the scale, because the last thing you want to do is put yourself in debt to pay for a wedding, that you're going to get money.
But if you were to just look at it logistically based on the figures that you mentioned, if everybody, like, and I have heard this over the years from friends, maybe I've just been privy to a lot of these conversations and Excel sheets that are going around, but if every guest were to give €100, so that allows for the person that gives, you know, a bit extra or a bit less, on average we'll say if everybody's to give 100, and if you say that the average meal in Ireland, the average bum on a seat is 110 quid, like, more or less, the meal should pay for itself.
Yeah, but some people don't give. You'd be surprised, like in that Fox Pop, some people don't want to give cash. Some people do give restaurant vouchers, hotel vouchers, Blue Book vouchers, things like that. You'd be surprised at how many of those you'll get instead of cash. People kind of see those like as a cash alternative.
Listener says, with the going rate, in my opinion, it's 200 quid per head. The meal costs about 120 per head. So to add a present, I think you need to give €200 per person for the regular attendee going to the wedding, says this listener. What about you, Kevin? What do you think people should give?
Well, it's hard to know there. I was just listening to everybody there. It's so different.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I don't know. like I got married twice, so 1990, there was a whole different regime. People wasn't living together. They hadn't got the houses themselves, and the presence was quite welcome, as that one of the ladies there, the listeners, or the people said there, you know, the tea gifts and the whole lot. So we were recently married again, and yes, I'd agree with some of there. If somebody is a niece or a nephew or something like that close, we could give something more. But yeah, if I was going there now, I would probably go with €200. But I have also, if I know the people very well or what they're into, for just for an example there, we're into dancing and stuff like that. Mm. So we got a lovely present of a weekend away down in Enniscorthy, where there was a rock and roll team event. And we taught a lot of that because we thought that was a lovely gift.
Yeah, and it's obviously suited, and you'd know the value of it.
Yes, we got the value of it, and we could take it any time we want. There was no rush.
Oh, good.
And the fact of the matter, we loved the thought that went into it. It was just, oh, sure, look, it's only another wedding day.
Yeah.
It's only a fine, people say, you know, the wedding's a fine.
The summons. Listener says the pressure on guests to give this kind of money as a gift is going too far. The cost to go to a wedding and the additional cost being put on guests with foreign stags and hens and then attending is ridiculous. If you choose to have an extravagant wedding, that's your own cost. I choose to attend unless it's a family member. Yeah, there is a little bit of that, Emer, isn't there? Like, if somebody decides to get married in a 5-star venue with a free bar, that's their own prerogative to do so. The guest doesn't necessarily have to foot the bill.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, like, the guest going to the wedding doesn't necessarily know what the day is going to unfold in front of them. I don't, like, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think the invitation is going to say it's a free bar and it's going to be a big lavish event, or it's not. I mean, you kind of go, obviously, maybe with the type of venue it is, you maybe have some idea of what it's going to be. But I definitely think, yeah, I just think it's on the bride and groom. If they choose to do all the lavish extras, like, that's their own choice. I don't think the bride or the guest coming should be expected to give more just because of that. I think it's definitely a personal thing for the bride and groom.
Listener here wondering, Jessica, about weddings abroad. Do you need to give more or less if you have to travel for the wedding?
Less, definitely. Overwhelmingly, couples that we would deal with would say that they would not expect gifts in some instances at all from people who travel for their wedding.
So you think that the guest can get away with giving a little bit less if it's a wedding abroad?
Yeah, or nothing. It's very much your presence is our presence, you know.
Right.
That seems to be the attitude. They just prefer to have you there.
Okay.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, so, listener says, years ago, the week before the wedding, we'd have a show of presents. Like, did they actually mean they'd come out and show off the presents? They do, yeah. There was a mad competition and one man up, mad, yeah, what a, making an absolute hames of that. One-upmanship is the word I'm looking for, to see who gave the most expensive presents. Money would be totally frowned upon, says this listener. Another text says, apparently their parents gave them $5,000. Godparents and siblings gave an average of €500. I've one close friend who earns a six-figure sum and they didn't as much as give us a wedding card. I found it so upsetting. I better not mention that listener's name, but they found it very upsetting. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. What do you think is the going rate to give as a present or a cash gift if you're going to a wedding?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.